Yeah, nice sense. Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, do it for Gremlin, but you know that is y'all color. Feel free. I'm not a Gremlin woman, so.
Pink candy is a sweet floral.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We only got like a no time.
Okay.
But we forgot about bride and bride.
Bridesmaid. Yes, we made scents for, you know, it's June,
it's
right?
June, yeah.
And we made two scents for brides and the bridesmaid, and those are awesome.
It's crazy. Those are some of our hottest selling stuff.
Yes.
People ain't getting married, but they buying that.
Yeah.
So if you got a wedding coming up and you want your all your bridesmaids to smell like a bridesmaid, hey,
exactly.
We got you. You're a bride, we got you.
Now, also with the soap, when it comes to the women line, the soaps are special ordered. With the men come with soap. We have lotion, we have soap, and then we have the oils.
Well, if they want the scent, a particular
A particular scent.
That's a special order, but
yeah.
We have like a regular line we're going to do for the women now.
Yes.
With cucumber melon, after the rain, not after the rain, fresh rain, and a relaxation scent. So,
exactly.
And it comes unscented if you have allergies or, you know, you can't stand strong smells. All of our soaps can come.
Because
unscented.
That's what happened with a friend of mine who bought the soap. She tried the olive oil soap, right?
Yeah. Well, she bought goat milk soap.
She bought the goat milk soap because she couldn't, there was stuff that she was allergic to. So Well, Tanya recommended the goat milk soap.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for her results. How does she feel about using the goat milk soap? And you guys, even though we know goat milk is out there, goat milk is not really, really easy to get to. So, and it's not cheap. Okay. Somebody was telling me that they ordered the soap in Texas and it was $8 a bar.
Yeah.
So.
And we got that beat.
We got a beat.
Yeah, I was $5. I just want to put it out there. We got to go. We got Pastor Tejada that's up next. But we're going to be talking more with Salida. And, of course, you can call us here at the studio and get more information.
Exactly.
Until next time, y'all be blessed.
Thank you.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Everybody say, I'm a saint. All right, then you know what you ain't supposed to be doing. Saints don't fornicate. Not supposed to. I had to qualify that, didn't I? Saints ain't supposed to fornicate. Saints are not supposed to walk in uncleanness, not supposed to have a filthy mind and filthy mouth. Filthy actions. Amen. Now, we're going to get back to the fruit of the Spirit here, but let's deal with this. Amen. He says, let it not be once named among you. Pastor, I just slipped one time. He said, don't let it be named not even one time. Now, he's not trying to deprive us of anything. He's showing us a way of love. Because when you fornicate, you have unclean thoughts and things, you ain't walking in love. Neither filthiness, oh my goodness, nor foolish talking. Foolish talking, that's words that don't edify. Foolish talking, crazy talk. Nor jesting, that's uncoursed jokes and stuff, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Paul said, now y'all ought to know this. Didn't he? For this you know. That means he had taught this to him. For this you know that no whoremonger or unclean person hath any inheritance, or covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. Somebody ain't living right, don't you join up with them. I'm not telling you better than anybody else. I'm just saying don't participate. Stay in the love of God. keep yourself in the love of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, so much blessing come to you if you just keep yourself in the love of God. Amen. But sometimes, you know, Paul had to put this in, let no man deceive you. You know why he had to say that? Because there were a group of people, there were people that were saying, it's okay now that you saved for you to do that. God understand. Oh, it don't matter now. You saved by grace. You can live how you want to. Just ask God to forgive you. Paul said, don't let nobody deceive you. It's because of these things, God's wrath will come upon the children of disobedience. See, God's wrath ain't just in the Old Testament. This is New Testament, ain't it? The last time I read there, this New Testament, the wrath of God comes on children of disobedience, children that won't obey. Because if you do these things, then the wrath is going to come on you. And I don't know how that's going to manifest. I ain't studied that out. I don't know how that manifests, but I can tell you it ain't good. Paul was warning them. He says, look here, verse 8. For you were sometimes, or at one time, darkness. But now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as what? Children of light. Now look at, here's the fruit, the scripture I want to get to. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Now this is what the Bible say. It would be nice for me to just come here and pep you up every Sunday. Just encourage you to keep going on with God. He's going to bless you, bless you, bless you. But I'm going to tell you, that ain't all the Bible got to say. Paul said, expose these things. It's not to bring condemnation. It's not to bring, you know, hurt. It's not to hurt anybody. But it is so that people will be partakers of God's holiness. And if you're a partaker of God's holiness, then naturally that blessing and all them doors that we could talk about, all them good encouraging things we could say about God will come upon you and overtake you. There'll be blessing you'll receive you ain't even asked for. Opportunities to come to you wasn't even looking for. I'm going to tell you, God wants to bless you, have great desire to do it, but you can't go opposite of the way he wants you to live. Praise God. But it's good. I'm going to tell you, holiness is good. When you live righteously before God, I'm going to tell you, there ain't no limit to what God can do in your life. If you mess up, you ask God to forgive you. And then you make a decision. I ain't doing that no more. I'm going on with God. I'm going to stop this stuff that I've been doing that ain't right. I'm going to live righteously before God because I want all that God has for me. Praise God. See, the fruit of the Spirit will help you determine what is acceptable to God. So if I got joy in me and peace and the love of God and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and self-control, if these things are in me and they are abounding in me, then when I'm faced with situations and circumstances, all I got to do is look inside and see if this circumstance or what I'm getting ready to do, does it violate any of the fruit that's in me? Does it violate anything on the inside of me? I can check with the fruit of the Spirit. Does this follow love? Is this going to produce joy? Is this going to bring peace into my life? Is this going to cause me to be gentle? Am I going to be real ugly? Am I going to be long-suffering? Long-suffering means suffer long, but it also means to be slow to retaliate a wrong. How many of y'all like to get them quick? You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You know, we used to live by that law when we was little. I remember one time, a little old boy hit a girl that was a year older than me. He slapped a little old boy. He ain't hurt her. But boy, she popped him good. Pa-ya! And everybody jumped on and said, why you gonna hit that little old boy? He big enough to dish it out. He ought to be big enough to take some of it. I said, but yeah, but he a little old bitty thing. That little old boy ain't hurt you. Why you hit him so hard? He need to learn. If he gonna dish it out, he better be able to take it. I'll never forget that day. Quick to retaliate an evil. Somebody cuss you out, quick just go and cuss back. How many of you ever had your temper get involved and say, now hold on a minute here now. But you know, if you check this fruit of the Spirit there, there's a way for you to walk in love in any situation without you getting in the flesh. How many of you know that flesh begets flesh? Amen. Now, Romans 5:5 says that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, who's given to us. Amen. Now, these are things that we can know. The love of God is in me. Say, the love of God's in me. That's part of the divine nature. Say it. That's part of the divine nature of God. It's his love has been poured forth into my heart by the Holy Ghost. I've got love in me. I'm going to walk in love because God loves me and I love others. Amen. All right, listen to these scriptures right here. Romans 5:8 says, God shows and clearly proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, died for us. So we can always know that God loves us in any situation. Amen. There's two ways that you can respond to the love of God. You can either receive it or reject it. When we reject Christ, we're rejecting the love and power of God. When we receive Christ, we're receiving God's love and power in our life. 1 John 4:16 says, and we have known, experienced, and believed, we've trusted and relied on the love that God has for us. God is love. He that dwells and lives in love dwells and lives in God and God in him. Amen. God placed that love in our heart. Amen. And then we see the mindset of love in 1 Corinthians 13:1-10. I won't read all of those scriptures here, but beginning at verse 4, it says, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious or boil over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. That means that there's humility in the love of God. The love of God is never haughty or arrogant. Amen. Humility is in the love of God. Amen. Praise God. It is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. There it is. It's not rude or unmannerly. You see, it's gentle. It's gentle and kind. It's not rude and unmannerly. It does not act unbecomingly. It means it don't act up. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. See, love is always looking for a way to be a blessing to somebody else. Love always puts self on the back burner. Amen. The strength of sin is selfishness, which leads to pride. Self-preservation is the law of sin. When you start walking in love, you'll begin to be a blessing to other people. And you won't think about number one. You know, the way of the world is take care of number one. Me. Take care of me first. Amen. But if Jesus had had that attitude, he would have never went to the cross. See, he had us on his heart. He thought about what was best for us, not what was best for himself. And we have to grow in these things. Amen. You might not be there today, but that's what we need to be working on. These are the things we need to be growing in. If these things are not at work in you, then that tells you you got work to do. Don't just say, the Lord know how I am.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, and I'd like to invite you to a special service with Minister Bill Weiss on Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. Bill will share his incredible testimony of how he spent 23 minutes in hell.
Well, we went to a prayer meeting like